Comedy Capers. Everyone, here we are again, right in the middle of a room full of Marcells and permanent waves, for this edition of Comedy Capers is dedicated to beauty parlors. I'm in bad with my mother-in-law because when she came back from the beauty parlor today, I said, "Well, what's the matter? Couldn't you get waited on?" But let's skip it and get moving. Here we go, away to the beauty parlor where we can keep young and beautiful.
Keep young and beautiful. It's a duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved.
If you're wise, exercise all of that fall.
Take it off, over here, over there.
When you're seen anywhere with your hat off,
have a Marcell wave in your hand.
Take care of all those stars, and you'll always be in someone's arms. Keep young and beautiful, if you want to be long.
Thank you, boys and girls, thank you. Fresh from the beauty parlor come popular Billy Nelson and beautiful but dizzy Irene Knight. What? No, Bill, Irene's face is not dirty. No, she had a mud pack put on her face and decided to look better that way, so she left it on. Nelson and Knight, here they are.
Yowza. Well, Irene, don't you think I look a little thinner? You know I'm trying to reduce.
Well, what are you doing to reduce?
Exercise, my girl, exercise. This morning I ran to work behind a streetcar and I saved a dime.
You ran behind a streetcar and saved a dime?
That's right.
Why didn't you run behind a taxi and save a dollar?
Well, here we go again.
Oh, Billy, my boyfriend let me drive his car today.
And how did you like it?
Well, there's one thing I don't like about driving a car.
And what's that?
I don't like steering the brakes.
Well, here it goes. Look, Irene, you don't steer the brakes. The brakes are there in case of trouble. Something you put on in a hurry.
Oh, sort of a kimono.
Yeah, that's... You and your boyfriend's car. Is it a roadster?
Why change the subject? Don't you want to talk about automobiles?
Well, what do you think a roadster is?
Oh, silly. A roadster is a chicken's husband.
A joke. Irene, you're as dizzy as my wife. You know, we went for a drive last night, and a motorcycle cop stopped us. I asked him what was wrong. He said, "Well, you're doing 60 miles an hour, your lights are out, and you're on the wrong side of the road." Well, right then, my wife wanted to help me out. And what do you think she said to the cop?
Well, what did she say?
She said, "Don't pay any attention to him, officer. He's drunk."
Billy, announce me.
Oh, sure, say. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Knight is now ready to play a violin for you. Isn't that ducky? Right. Irene, pardon me. I heard you were in Switzerland last summer. Tell me, what did you think of the Swiss Alps?
Oh, they're the nicest people I've ever met.
Play, Irene. Pardon, madame. Look, I wanted to tell you about my new job. You know, I have a new job now.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm working down at the Eagle Laundry.
Eagle Laundry?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know they washed eagles.
Go ahead, play. Pardon, Now, don't. Look, Irene, I wanted to tell you about the party I went to last night. Oh, delicious dinner. You know, we had mushrooms.
Mushrooms? Did you sit in one?
Did I sit in a mushroom?
Uh-huh.
Look, Irene, snap out of it. What do you think a mushroom is?
A mushroom is a place where couples meet.
All right, boys, a straitjacket.
Oh, boy, Billy Nelson and Irene Knight are like permanent wave machines that get in your hair. And now the Comedy Capers Orchestra watches the leader as he gives a permanent wave to his baton and leads the boys in Egyptian Shimmy. And here comes Bill Ozark, the young man of the mountains, the reason why there are no beauty parlors in Arkansas. They took one look at him and gave up in despair. But here he is, Bill Ozark, the original slow brain through Arkansas. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Tom. You know, Tom, I try to keep my talk from being too educational, but, you know, I was reading that last year the women of this country spent $38 million on cosmetics and beauty parlors.
$38 million just to make themselves beautiful?
Yeah, it certainly don't look it.
No, it... What? But that was a good-looking woman I saw you with yesterday.
Oh, thanks, Tom. That was the wife.
Oh, you must have a new wife.
No, it's the same old chassis, but a new paint job. Tom, I want you to answer me something. Why is it that every time a woman comes to a mirror, she has to stop and dab at her face? What would women do without mirrors?
Well, I don't know, but we had women before we had mirrors.
Yeah, we still got women before mirrors most of the time. You know, the trouble with women is, Tom, that they always look at themselves from the front. You know, they ought to back up to a mirror once in a while.
They don't
seem to care how they look in the back at all. You know, Tom, these women can't always be meeting people. They got to pass some of those people.
Well, do you think the younger generation will paint like their mothers do?
Well, I'm afraid so, Tom. The other day, my little girl says, "Daddy, why do I have to wash my face all the time?"
Yeah.
I says, "Because your face is dirty."
Yeah, well, what'd she say?
She says, "Why can't I powder over the dirt like Mama does?"
Say, has your wife ever had her face lifted?
Now, lean over here, Tom. My wife's had her face lifted so many times, she has to walk on her toes.
Well, Bill, do your people down in Arkansas go in for beauty treatment?
Tom, I got an old maid aunt down there in Arkansas that never had a beauty treatment in her life, and right today she's got a complexion just like a peach.
What do you mean, a complexion like a peach?
Yellow and fuzzy. Now, wait a minute, Tom. Wait a minute, I want to take that back. Come to think of it, Tom, I don't want to be unfair here.
Yeah.
She did get a jar of that beauty clay one time. She put it on her face one winter, but didn't turn out good.
What was the matter?
Well, along in the spring, the mud started hardening up on her face, and she had to wash it off.
Oh, I'm afraid your folks don't know very much about beauty secrets.
Oh, yes, sir, Tom. My grandmother discovered one of the greatest beauty secrets we ever had.
What was that?
Well, she had a pet hen that fell in the mud puddle one time. She took the hen over to the pump and washed the mud off of it.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with discovering a beauty secret?
Well, she was the first woman to ever give a hen a wren.
Bill Ozark went into a beauty parlor for the manicure the other day, but they couldn't take care of him. They didn't have a saw. And now here are the three blue Pacific stars, three young ladies who don't need the services of a beauty parlor. They're going to lift their faces and sing a little low-down tune.
Stars are going to open a beauty parlor someday and put their voices in the window as perfect examples of beauty. Here comes that ensemble again. Well, let's turn off the lights and look up the beauty parlor because it's time to leave you. This is Tom Poe saying goodbye for this time, but remember, beauty is only skin deep, but you don't call a beauty parlor a skin game.